President Xi Jinping's calling for victory in the global war against the novel coronavirus outbreak. He made the remarks during a G20 special summit on the COVID-19 pandemic. Xi Jinping says international cooperation must be strengthened to stem the spread of the virus.
Major infectious disease is enemy of all. The COVID-19 outbreak is spreading worldwide, poses enormous threat to life and health, and bringing formidable challenges to global public health security.
The Chinese president's called on all G20 members to strengthen cooperation on research and development of drugs and vaccines. He says China's willing to share its experience in pandemic prevention and control and to provide assistance to countries hit by the outbreak. Leaders of the group of 20 major economies have vowed to inject over $5 trillion U.S. dollars to boost the global economy affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The leaders made the pledge in a joint statement released after Saudi Arabia convened the extraordinary summit by video link to coordinate a multilateral response to the pandemic. The $5 trillion U.S. dollar injection involves targeted fiscal policy, economic measures, and guarantee schemes. G20 leaders also committed to do whatever it takes and to use all available policy tools to restore global growth, maintain market stability, and strengthen resilience. China's announced temporary suspension of entry by foreign nationals holding valid Chinese visas or residence permits. Authorities say the decision's been made due to the rapid spread of COVID-19 around the world. It'll take effect from this Saturday. An official statement says entry by foreign nationals with APEC business travel cards will be suspended as well. However, entry with diplomatic, service, courtesy, or C visas will not be affected. A handover ceremony to deliver Chinese medical donations to Iran has been held to help the Middle East country deal with the coronavirus. Medical experts from the Red Cross Society of China have also attended the event. Imam Khomeini Hospital Deputy Director Syed Reza Raisgarami thanked Chinese volunteers for coming to Iran and sharing their experiences.
We hope to draw lessons from the experience of Chinese experts, especially in quarantines and the protection of medical staff, so that we can put those experiences into the epidemic prevention work in our country.
More than 140 new deaths from the virus have been reported in Iran, raising the total to more than 2,000. The number of confirmed cases reached 27,000, with over 10,000 having recovered. Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. has reported over 82,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. The university says the U.S. has surpassed China to become the country with the most infections in the world. The national tally grew over 10,000 cases in less than 5 hours. The state of New York has become the epicenter of the country's outbreak, with over 37,000 cases reported. The Canadian government's voiced strong opposition to the proposed plan to deploy American troops along the Canada-U.S. border as part of efforts to curb the coronavirus spread. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says the move would damage relations between the two countries.
Canada is strongly opposed to this U.S. proposal, and we have made that opposition very, very clear to our American counterparts. And we will continue to do so. This is an entirely unnecessary step, which we would view as damaging to our relationship.
U.S. President Donald Trump plans to send around 1,000 troops to the border to enforce the ban on non-essential crossings. Earlier, Prime Minister Trudeau also discouraged militarizing the border and said that the two countries remain in discussion over the issue. Canada's closed its border to non-essential travel in a bid to stem the coronavirus spread. The country shares a border with the state of New York, the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. In cycling, the French sports minister says the Tour de France is considering the option of going ahead without fans. The race is due to run from June 27th to July 19th. Cycling's showpiece event is one of the last major global tournaments that's not yet been canceled or postponed. The tour attracts more than 10 million spectators along France's roads every year.